We want to welcome you again today to another edition of our Bible study that is springboarding out of James chapter 4, verse 4. Resist the devil and he will run away from you in fear. And we have taken that to the book of Luke in chapter 22, where Peter receives the warning from Jesus that you are going to deny that you personally know me three times on this night, Peter. We want to examine what I'm simply calling the sin of denial. Very serious sin. It is a sin that the devil wants every Christian to commit. And I think he also desires that we don't even realize we're committing it. So let's examine it. Let's take a harder look. And let's look at the Word of God. But also, let's look within our own hearts. So, Luke chapter 22, verse 31 says this, "And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat." Had to get God's permission, just like with Job. "But I've already prayed for you, that your faith will not fail." The devil wants to attack the faith of the Christian. Shake us up. Shake our confidence and our trust in Christ. And when you get through this, and when you are converted, I want you to strengthen and minister to the brethren. And Peter said, "Lord, I'm ready to go with you both into prison and to death." We don't even realize where we are spiritually in this matter. And he said, "I tell you, Peter, the rooster will not crow this day before you have denied three times that you know me personally." So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, as we come today, I ask for forgiveness of daily sin and a cleansing. And I pray, Father, for an anointing of your Spirit to teach your truth. Please forgive me, Lord Jesus. Forgive me. Forgive me of daily sin. And Father, convict me of my sin and reveal to me sins that I'm not even dealing with. Out of the hardness of my heart or the love of the flesh. And so, Father, I pray right now for conviction and cleansing and repentance. And guide me into a time of confession this day. And Lord Jesus, I pray for an anointing of your Spirit to share your truth. And Lord Jesus, I pray for your Spirit to speak to all of our hearts today. You are the perfect teacher. And as we go to these scriptures, Lord, please let your Spirit speak in a still small voice and in a voice of conviction, Lord Jesus, upon these hearts. I thank you and I praise you this day for your goodness, your love, and your mercy. And please bless us now, Lord Jesus, and guide us. Amen. All right, now, our words and our actions at times deny the Lord. In Titus 1:16, the scripture says, "They profess that they know me, but their actions deny me." The things that they do in this situation. Peter is going to deny the Lord with words. And then we're going to take it a step further today. I believe the apathy of the Laodicean church. You know, "You're neither hot nor you're warm, nor you're cold, so I will spew you out." Even though you think you're rich and increased with goods and you do all these monetarily religious things. I think the apathy and the silence of the New Testament church is denying the Lord here in America. And I think also that our conformity with the way of the world denies the Lord. Be ye renewed in the spirit of your mind. Be transformed. Be different. But let's look at Peter's denial. Now we know that Peter's going to deny the Lord with words. Your words are going to deny that you know me three times. My friend, there are times we say things, and if someone is listening to us, do these words sound like we have a living and vibrant personal relationship with Jesus Christ? Or do these words sound as if we're a lost person? How do we speak to other people? How do we deal with other people? But my friend, look at the environment of the sin of denial. And in verse 54, the scripture says they took Jesus, in Luke 22, led him and brought him to the high priest's house, and Peter followed afar off. That's the first steps to denial, is getting distance between us and God in our daily walk. And when they had kindled a fire in the midst of the hall and were sat down together, Peter sat down among that group. My friend, I want you to understand something. We walk slowly and away from the Lord, then we sit down in the midst of sinners, and then we linger, and then we're conformed. But that's not what I'm preaching today. I'm not preaching Psalm chapter 1. But I am teaching this. The sin of denial always occurs in the presence of men. Among them is where he sat down. So it is a social sin. It is a sin when you are out in your culture or in your workplace or in your social environment. And let me show you a very, very serious passage of Scripture that I believe speaks about our salvation. But I believe it speaks after our salvation. In Matthew chapter 10, verse 32, Jesus says this, "Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him I also will deny before my Father which is in heaven." And so we give an invitation and say, folks, you need to come forward. You need to be publicly baptized and proclaim to the world that you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior before men. And I believe this is the scriptural foundation for that call to the altar and a public acceptance of Jesus. And I also believe, though, my friend, that after we are saved, the devil will allow us to be placed in situations, or the Lord will guide us in the situation where we have an opportunity to either deny the Lord with our words or actions or take a stand for Jesus. And say, "I'm sorry I can't participate in this because I am a Christian. I'm sorry I can't follow with you in this line of conversation because I am a Christian. And I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. And He has given me, I have God-given responsibilities to take a stand for Him because He took a stand for me on Calvary's cross." And so we commit the sin of denial. He sat down among them. Before men, you can commit this sin. Go to Acts chapter 3. Look how serious this is. Look at what Peter's scathing pronouncement upon the generation that cried out, "Crucify Him! Crucify Him!" In Acts chapter 3, verse 13, Peter says, "The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, hath glorified His Son Jesus Christ by raising from the dead and ascending Him into heaven. But you delivered Him up and you denied Him in the presence of Pilate when Pilate himself was determined to let Him go. You cried out, 'Crucify Him!' And then you said, 'We have no king but Caesar.'" And my friend, I want you to understand and realize that we may be in a situation as American Christians today where we seem to be choosing between a variety of gods, little g. Are you going to deny Christ and choose the God of popularity? Are you going to deny Christ and choose the God of money? Are you going to deny Christ and choose the God of conformity? Are you going to deny Christ and choose the God of the easy path of least resistance? I don't want to suffer. I don't want to put myself out there where I'm taking a stand for the Lord and I may come under some kind of an attack. Are you going to deny Christ and choose the God of selfishness? And so we see this huge point made with three passages of Scripture today that the environment of the sin of denial is going to take place around people. Peter was among them. Jesus said it will be, "You can deny me before men." That's where this opportunity to stand or deny will come. Peter said, "In the presence of Pilate, you say He is not my king." This is where the test is going to come around people, in your family, in your social network, in your workplace, within your culture here today in America. Our children and our grandchildren. See whether or not we're taking a spiritual stand for the Lord, or whether we are denying Christ by our words and by our actions. Satan wants to subtly lead you into situations where your words, actions, silence, or conformity will deny your personal relationship with Jesus and your witness. Or into those situations that expose our weakness. Remember Peter, what did he say? Lord, I'm going to go to prison with you. I'm willing to die for you. And in front of a little servant girl, he couldn't even stand up and say, I know Jesus personally and I'm a follower of Jesus Christ. These situations may at times expose our weakness, but my dear friend, don't stay in the weakness. If you failed last week in taking a stand for God, take a stand for Him this week. You can very easily go back up to your friend or your acquaintance or your co-worker and say, you know, I made a mistake in allowing myself to do this. Or allowing myself to take part. You know, I feel I've come under conviction. I think I've denied my Christ. And He's done so much for me, so we can no longer participate, or I can no longer participate in this situation, or I'm not going to be caught up in this conversation, and I'm not going to go in this direction because I've got to take a stand for Jesus. I'm a Christian. This is what Christians do. This is what Christians say. And I've not been doing that, and I want you to forgive me. I've had to ask God to forgive me. I've not been a good witness for you. Maybe it's a lost person that you're around. Remember, the devil wants you. He can't take your salvation. I don't care what kind of false doctrines are floating around out there. He knows he can't take your salvation. But he desires to destroy your witness and your effectiveness for Christ. Jesus said, you are the salt of the earth. You are the light. The salt must be useful. It must have an effect. The light cannot be put under a bushel in silence. Oh, well, I'm just going to pray about it. Well, my friend, we need to pray about it and we need to act. Oh, I'm just going to pray about it. Well, how about pray this? Say this. Say, here I am, Lord. Send me. That'd be a good prayer. We need prayer and action. We have a God-given responsibility in Matthew 5, 13 through 16. He says that you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, he says, after the power of the Holy Spirit has come upon you, you shall be witnesses unto me. Not, you know, I'm going to get saved. I'm going to look out for my own family. I'm going to get ready to go to heaven. And that's it. About sums up my Christian life. My dear friend, we must take a stand for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We must say that our God is the God of life and that life begins at conception, and we must protect unborn babies within the womb. Now, my friend, if the health of the mother is called into the situation, or there's some other factor that works into this, certainly folks need to have the freedom as a family to consider those kind of options. But abortion for convenience is wrong. It is wrong and is not of God. We need to let young ladies know that there are thousands upon thousands of families that want to adopt these dear children. And one day they could have an opportunity to maybe see this child and see the good thing they have done and not live with the regret and guilt that I have been able to counsel with ladies over these last 30 years. And I don't want to see anybody else saddled with this. My dear friend, Jesus said that as it was in the beginning, that God brought the woman unto the man. In the Garden of Eden, God brought the woman unto the man. And He's been doing that ever since. if we'll allow Him and get in His will and seek who He wants for our lives. And I want you to understand, marriage is a biblical concept ordained and created by God in the Garden of Eden, and the state has no right to interfere. And the state has no right to legislate and say God is wrong and now they are right. My friend, I fear for the judgment of God when we snuff out His authority and we cast it underfoot and we trod upon it. And so I urge you, my friend, begin to take a stand in the small things. Don't deny Christ in your personal life. Take time to get alone with Him and pray. Don't deny Christ by not having a devotional where you're feeding yourself. Don't deny Christ by not having an attitude of selflessness where you're going to get out there and minister to someone in the name of Jesus. And then if we'll be faithful in these small issues, then we can take a stand. We can go into a voting booth and be faithful to the standards of God. We can take a stand within our community, on the town square, within the workplace, at our school. I'm not just a school teacher, I'm a Christian school teacher. I'm not just a businessman, I am a Christian businessman. And the Christian comes first. I say today, I am a Christian and I am an American. And these two statements are not mutually exclusive. Lord Jesus, help us not to deny You. Don't let us deny You with silence nor conformity. And please do not let us deny You by our words and our actions. Because we are in the presence of people. Our own families, our own children, our own grandchildren are watching us. Co-workers that may be lost are watching us. Co-workers that may be saved, that are struggling with things, are watching us. Please, Lord Jesus, may we let our light shine before men this day. Thank You, Lord Jesus. We praise You. Amen. God bless you, my friend.